Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here's some of the news up on Infowars.com. Girls threatened with hate crime charges for complaining about transgender bathroom harassment. Boys in the bathroom saying they're now allowed to be in there. And the school told them, your rights as girls with privacy is trumped by these guys. Folks, I'm not attacking people that are transgender or whatever, like Bradley Manning. I mean, come on. But, I mean, I've been in, I worked at the TV studio, public access, and worked there. I did my show there for many years. And the very famous transgender Leslie would come in there with his girlfriend or boyfriend, whatever, and do drugs in the bathroom and vomit all over the walls and everything. And they go in the men's bathroom, the women's bathroom. And, I mean, it's just, it was disgusting. And not because the guy had long hair and wore dressed like a woman. He was a horrible person. And they all celebrate him in Austin. And it's just like, they finally threw him out because of all of it. And it wasn't at the super liberal access TV because they were transgendered. He actually called himself a transvestite. This was a difference, I've been told. The point is that he was the most disgusting person I've ever had to be around. And then I got an office I didn't know was next door to where he lived. I had to be around that for 5 years. I could write a book about Leslie Cochran, the real Leslie. It was just horrific. It was horrific. He was obviously completely mentally ill, and I feel sorry for him. But I got to go in even more overdrive, as I promised to go to these calls. I'll be going to the next segment now. I'm having Leslie Cochran flashbacks. Let me just stop right there. Let's just stop right there. Let's go to Frank in Michigan. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, I want to say something really quick. I know earlier you were pretty frustrated and getting pretty emotional about what's going on right now in the world. And
yeah, no, I'm genuinely the most freaked out I've ever been. I am genuinely seeing all the nightmares come true. We're totally accurate. It's all right. And I'm not going, hey, I'm right. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I mean, you see what I'm saying?
I do. And I'll tell you what, I'm a family man. I know you are, too. And I think that's the root of it. And, you know, it freaks me out just as much as you because I have a family, too. I have two daughters and a wife. And, you know, I just want to live my life. And I think you do, too. And I think that's the root of it, you know. When we
yeah, and watching the domestication of America. I mean, watching us go under the control of this blob, this blob. That's what the government's like, the blob. It's just, and I just know it's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, but you know, I want to tell you something, and hopefully this helps you a little bit. I'm calling from Michigan. You're in Texas.
Yes, sir.
So how awesome is that? You know, you're touching a guy that's, you know, you don't know, but I'm listening, and I'll tell you what, there are many people I know here that are listening too. So your word's out, and it's growing, and I want you to keep that faith.
Now, God bless you, and I appreciate that. And look, I'm not trying to demoralize people. I should get up here and be more positive, and I usually am. It's just that I'm 100% honest on air about where I stand. There's no teleprompter. There's no talking points. It's almost like a hallucination how bad the government is, and that we're at this weird paradox where there's the old good parts of America and the new good parts of America are still operating and everything in between, and there's just all this craziness, this unaccountability, where people in government can get away with anything now at the highest levels. That's the madness of it. And history shows you give people total power, they go nuts. I mean, you give them total control, they will go crazy. And I think that's where it is. So I'm sorry if I've been really bummed out. I personally also get very freaked out about missing nuclear weapons. And then suddenly all the top nuke generals start getting fired and all this other stuff's going on. And to know this is a real story, I mean, I want that source to be wrong. I don't want to be in the middle of this. I want to be a coward. I almost didn't go with that story because I knew how dangerous it was and I couldn't help it. Here's what I don't like. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like the fact that I can't sell out. I'm going to be honest. I just cannot. And then I realize where it's all headed. I just, I don't know. We're going to come back with more calls. Stay there. My. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Walmart shelves were cleaned during food stamp panic. It was like a tornado had come through. The video's up on DrudgeReport.com. And what's still up on DrudgeReport.com, I've never seen Drudge do this, what's still up from last Friday, unless it just went down during the break, is they have the TSA loudspeakers threatens travelers with arrest for joking about security. And I would guess, Drudge, it has that up there that long. Usually our stories are like half a day. That's the biggest news site in the world. The biggest driver of traffic, hands down, in the world, is because that's a big deal, folks. But they say if you joke, we're going to arrest you. There's no law saying that. And it just shows these are total authoritarians. That's what I was just getting at. And by saying I can't sell out, I couldn't sell out if I consciously wanted to, because I cannot consciously do bad things to people that don't have it coming to them. I can't sit there and look at dumbed down people and then feed on them because they're stupid. But then I realized the globalists organize big groups of dumb people in to basically pull people like me down. So I'm just sitting here going, what do I do? The general public is a bunch of immoral scum on average. The elitists are absolute total scum beyond anything imaginable. All of these groups together, pressure from below and above, famously, and this has happened throughout history, are attacking those of us that work hard and those of us that try to be good people. And then there's no selling out I can do because the system is so crazy. The worst of the worst run it, and it's just megalomaniacal. And so that's what I'm saying. It's like there's no way out of this thing. And I wouldn't sell out if I could. My point is there is no selling out. That's the big con game that so many followers of evil don't get, is that you destroy yourself in the process. And this system is going down. This system is a fraud. And so if I sounded down today, I apologize. I mean, we had Tosh Plumlee. By the way, is Tosh Plumlee coming back on? Have we contacted him? He's on tomorrow, and then he talks to Fox News, and then they edit down everything he said, and he is a famous whistleblower, and he exposed Benghazi here on the air, and now he's getting threatened, and his last post was they're out to kill him. And you think I like dropping that bomb on people? It's like, and now the nuke story is like 50 times worse than that. And then, again, I'm trying to explain this to people. It isn't thrilling. I don't sit here and try to break big stories to be an egomaniac. I mean, maybe 15 years ago, it was 90% because I cared about liberty and wanted to fight the New World Order. 10% wanted to be somebody. Now, it's very strange to have none of the be somebody anymore. None of the narcissism anymore. I need that narcissism. It's natural to have some of it psychologically. It's natural to have. I don't have it anymore. All I have is the horror of just knowing the New World Order and knowing how they operate and watching them game everybody and cheat everybody. And I'm like, it's like watching a bunch of blind lemmings being fed into the mouth of a giant snake. And the lemmings are kissing the snake and thanking it for what it does. And it's just like a slaughterhouse. I don't know how to describe it. And then all I want is what the guy said earlier, as a family man, there's nothing better than innocence. There's nothing better than goodness. There's nothing better than security. There's nothing better than, it's like, man, the whole world is a threat to my son and my daughters. The whole world is a stinking, rat-infested scumball. And it's getting worse by the minute, and it's declared war on anything that isn't degenerate like it is, and I'm sick of it. And I'll tell you, that's another thing. Used to, I had a corrupt side, like everybody does. You know, you like stuff that you shouldn't. You know, I just don't even have that anymore. It's just like, I don't know. It's almost like my psyche is imploding as it expands. Like me, the fleshful person, is imploding and disappearing. And then my spiritual side, and the side that understands things, is getting bigger. But then, I think there's a passage in the Bible that with great knowledge comes great sorrow, or with knowledge comes sorrow. What's the exact quote? Bible verse about knowledge and sorrow? The beginning of knowledge is sorrow. And now I read the Bible, it's like, oh, I didn't get this when I was a teenager. I didn't get this in Sunday school. Now it's like I'm reading it, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I totally get this. I totally get this. I totally get that. And it's just, it's bizarre. And I don't mean to sit here and talk about myself all day. This is my journey, and I know you're having your own journey. And now corruption is even worse when I see it. Not because I'm on some high and mighty plane. I realize how bad it is. It's not like I'm even like a Pharisee because I know how wicked I am. I am just frustrated by it. I'm frustrated that I can't get rid of it myself because humanity has such incredible heights as our potential. We have unbelievable, unlimited potential made in the image of the creator of the universe. But then we just seem to just plumb the depths of the nastiest, stupidest, most foolish levels ever seen. For with much wisdom is much grief, and he that haveth increase in knowledge increaseth sorrow. Ecclesiastes 1:18. That's it. People that say they want consciousness and that they want to be awake and they want to know the secrets, I mean, yes, it's much better than being a slave, but it's the knowledge of good and evil, and it just intensifies and gets more and more extreme. And I think it's the quickening. Everybody's freaked out right now because the whole world's lining up for some big stuff to happen. And I think that's really what's going on here. Let's go ahead and talk to Alan in Delaware. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Thanks for having me again, Alex. It's good to be here. I'm, as you know, a native of Washington, D.C. in the Beltway, living in Delaware now as a refugee, basically. Just got back from there, and I have to tell you folks that the place is shut down like a gigantic armored truck. You come in on New York Avenue, you got 37 cranes. They're building down there like Grant took Richmond. They are literally just absolutely turning that place into a gigantic FEMA Region 3 base. UN is everywhere. We are in the 100-year shift of the paradigm shift of an ESCO. And, Alex, I've surmised, I've thought about this, you know, I've theorized it, hypothesized, and my summary is this. These nukes are being moved in order to basically maybe de-jacket and re-jacket, because we know that their prime agenda is Syria and Iran. Am I right?
So they'll rejacket them with isotopes known to be in the Iranian program to frame them?
You are exactly right on. You're channeling the spirit of all of your murdered and slaughtered descendants as I am. This is how we roll, my friend. We're not stupid. You've got to be able to read their posture. Do not pay attention to their words, their writings, and the bogus crap you see on the media. Take it for what it is, get into the belly of the beast, find out what's in their intestines, and rip it out at its core and go north to the heart. You will find out what you just said, Alex, is 1,000% spot on.
Well, I don't know if it's, listen, all I know is there's missing nuclear weapons from our source that believes it, and now they're firing all the nuke generals and a bunch of other generals, and there's something going on, and I don't like it, and I've never been this upset, and I really, psychoanalyzing here on air why I feel so upset, it's just the realization that we really have evil people that mean us harm in control who are building up for a major offensive, and you can feel it, you can see it, you can intellectualize it, it's all there, and it's a feeling of I need to do more. My family. And then at the core, there's a sickness in that I really should be getting my family out of here. And I know I've committed. I know I'm putting it all here. I'm going to go right through it. And I know that's what's got to be done. We'll beat these people in the end. It's just that they have such a bloodlust for us, folks. They're going to pull something big. They are hell bent on bringing us down. I mean, you look at the globalists, you look at the senators, John McCain, you look at Michelle Obama, how demonic that woman is. Look in her eyes. I mean, she looks like just looks like a crazed wild woman. You look at the other globalists, you look at the head of the IMF, that lady, Legrand, looks totally evil and crazed. But then their actions are what's crazed. And they want to dominate us. They want to smash us. They really want people to be poor and to kill prosperity. They really want to cut development off in Africa and Asia and starve those people to death. I mean, they really are murderous scum. They really are hell force. We're going to skip this network break. I'm going to go to the bottom of the hour live here. Thank you, Alan. Who's up next in Georgia? Not Den. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you doing, Alex?
Oh, I'm just freaked out.
God bless you for what you do. You wake up a lot of people.
Well, I'm trying, brother. What's on your mind today?
Alex, if you look at the history of this country, I mean, honestly speaking, we have created psychological slaves constantly going on welfare over the ages. This all goes back to the last liberal president we had. That's where the spikes started. And constantly going up. Why they are doing this? They are making people slaves. That's what they are doing. So these people don't have a voice. They can't stand up against the system. You're talking about starving the people all around the world? You're starving people. They're going to starve people in this country. Sooner or later.
I agree. No, their plan is they see us as a... You go ahead.
You were just talking about, I'm sorry to cut you off, missing nukes. Last president we had 4 missing nukes. Where are they going?
They were going to the Middle East.
It's over and over and over has proved to be the most irresponsible government when it comes to the nuclear bombs. Why? I think personally, I mean, I will give you my point of view on it. I think all these missing nukes are going to the black market and they are selling it. They are setting this world up for the Third World War.
Well, that's what they've always done. That's what Plumlee talks about. It's on record. They arm both sides. Like, yeah. They're arming, in fact, there's evidence they're even arming Assad and Al-Qaeda to kill each other. And the goal is just murder people.
Just murder people, not only that. If you look at the government shutdown, 14 days, what has been done? Nothing. Alex, as I am from a third world country, and I'm an immigrant in this country, and I've been living in this country for about some time now, which is constituted about 19 years. From my personal experience, they are setting this country up.
No. They're openly arming and preparing for a war with the people. And folks better understand, going along with the system means nothing. They're preparing for total war against America down the road in their geopolitical plan. When do you think that'll be?
America. Our government is preparing itself for a war against Americans. That's what they're going to do. On the 17th, we will default. By 18th, he will invoke emergency and he will probably impose martial law on our assets.
Yeah, you know, I thought Obama would just grab a bunch of power. I mean, I know he makes a lot of decisions, but they're decisions he's been authorized to make. And I know he's a puppet, but Bill Clinton wasn't really a puppet. He was actually calling shots. They put him in there because he would do what they said, but he made a lot of the, you know, fine-tuning decisions. That's on record. Nixon was running things to a great extent. And more I realize Obama and his controllers, they really are calling the shots, and they really do hate Christians especially, and or anybody they don't control. God bless you. I appreciate your call. God help us, man. I tell you, it's just pure evil. From the eugenics level, at the highest level of my research into their activities, they see the human population as a plague hurting the earth, and they're in an emergency war against us. But then you study them individually, they're just really dark, wicked people. And all I can tell the average person out there that works for the system or whatever, if I was you, I wouldn't be going along with the New World Order. We don't want this civil war. We don't want all this horrible stuff to happen. It's all coming up to debt default, global crisis, total meltdown, EBT cards not melting, not working. And I'm sitting here trying to figure out scenarios where everything doesn't go to hell in a handbasket, and it's really getting hard to do. And they politically need crises so they can pose as the saviors. And so they want all these crises because they think the public is too dumb to understand all this. And I guess they're just working too hard. They're poisoned from the food, poisoned from the GMO. But Congress has a very low approval rating, lowest in history. Government has a low approval rating. So I say the public's dumb. They're not really dumb. They just feel powerless, I guess. And then the government bureaucrat types really do act like they're hunting us. And it's always the bureaucratic ticketing class that is designed to target the general public for petty stuff, the nanny state. That's the nasty ones that really look at you with hatred because they're pathetic people who don't have high IQs on average. They're hired because they have low IQs. And they're sent out there to basically henpeck everybody, I guess, to get us ready for the new conversion over to the pure slave state. I mean, I guess that's really it. And I have a lot of empathy because I realize at an atomic level, at a gut level, that what happens to other people ends up coming back on me. You can quantify altruism and feeling people's concern and their pain biologically so that you have a good society. You don't want to hurt other people because you empathize with them. That's what's happening at a biological level. You can scientifically quantify it. And the globalists say, well, we've scientifically forgotten that. We're going to kill everybody for your own good because you guys are a bunch of dumb animals. So we're going to try to make you as dumb as we can to make this a self-fulfilling prophecy. And for me, that's an ultimate sin. And I'll tell the establishment something. If you studied universal law, you've studied natural law, common sense, you're not going to screw everybody and end up inheriting the universe, the kingdom of heaven. I mean, you're not, you think you're going to do all this horrible stuff and that you're not going to be punished for it? Even if we don't believe in God, there are natural laws. You set up these giant meat grinders. You set up this weird freak system you set up. You try to make people as demonic and bad as you can. They're going to destroy you, and you're going to destroy yourself. It is going to be craziness. And I think that's why I'm so freaked out, is that I've come to grips with the fact that it's madness. The establishment is insane. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in South Carolina. Matt, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Mr. Jones. I wanted to ask you about that thing that you said at the beginning of the show. You said something about the power grid going down and them staging a drill in November. Do you have any information on what specific day they're going to do that on?
It starts November 1st. They got a bunch of other drills going on. It's been in the New York Times. We've reported on it a lot. Just type in FEMA Region 3 power drill or emergency drill, and it's huge. And they're basically using the drill as the cover for something big. There's never been anything like this. I don't know if something big's going to happen during it, but they're using it as a COG drill, continuity of government drill, and of infrastructure drill to test federalization of the grid. It's the NERC Grid X, Grid EX2, Grid Security Exercise 2013. North American Electric Reliability Corporation. That's just a part of the overall FEMA operation.
The reason I that popped into my brain so hard is that Art Bell earlier this week said that the government was going to announce something huge on November 13th. So I don't know if that has anything to do with that.
I mean, look, it looks like they're maneuvering us towards a 1933 default on purpose, to then put us under IMF World Bank rule, which they've already done privately. And, yeah, we're just being prepared to be maneuvered into total bankruptcy like Greece.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you. And I don't know if that's going to happen. But you mix missing nukes into this and the huge parts of the command structure being fired. And then here's the big one. AP being told that they weren't supposed to talk about this info. And they had to have it leaked to them. They don't want you to know why they're removing the nuke generals. I mean, that right there is just has coup written all over it. And then just like the SWAT team said they were ordered to stand down at the Navy Yard shooting, we received that info first. We reported on it. And they got a hold of BBC and they reported on it, of all people. Our sources try to go to other people, too. Tosh Plumlee tried to go to Fox News. They finally ran it and then stabbed him in the back. I guess I'm the only person crazy enough to break this stuff, and I guess Michael Savage is too. So hats off to the people that are willing to talk about stuff like this. I mean, it's just... Chris in Maine, last caller I have time for. Sorry to the others. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing, Alex?
Go ahead.
Couple things I wanted to talk about, if it's okay. On the nukes issue there, I'm just curious on why the mainstream media isn't talking about, it's been 9 top military officials fired here. I'm thinking to myself...
It's more than that. It's in the... It's like 30-something generals and admirals the last 2 years. And then it's the 2 top nuke guys, and now the 2 top... In the last week, it's like... 5 generals.
And if we're talking like North Korea, everybody talks about he's trying to get military close to him over there and all that, so they're loyal to
him. Oh, yeah. When Kim Jong-un removes one general, it's international news. Yeah, exactly.
Right. So I mean, I'm saying to myself, is he trying to get these people more aligned to him, meaning Obama?
Oh, yeah, that's what he said about Kerry, the head nuke commander, the major general. He said, I don't have trust in you.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's very scary stuff going on. Another thing I wanted to talk about was this shutdown on the Obamacare issue. My wife is very, very, very ill. And just in the last year, I bring her to the hospital when she's sick, and the doctors don't admit her things that have always admitted her.
Oh, no. That's Obamacare now. You pay double, you don't get care. But he loves us, and so you're a racist that you don't like it. I hope your wife gets better. Nightly News coming up, 7 o'clock.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Pills, pills, pills. If you've tried to fix your ED with pills or supplements, listen up. My name's Matt Cook with GetEDSolutions.com, and I've developed a system that often fixes ED from home naturally, without medical intervention. How does it work? My system addresses the root cause of most ED, which is desensitization. Desensitization is not your fault, but it's the number one reason men get embarrassed around women. The more they try, the more things don't work. And the solution is to fix desensitization through simple activities you do from home.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer from ED, you must visit GetEDSolutions.com for a special report and video that shows you how to fix ED from home fast without pills or supplements. Visit GetEDSolutions.com for my special report and video on fixing ED at home. GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just not pay today. Got me your pocket full of change.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The United States, like every other country under globalist control, like Greece, like Iceland, like Weimar Germany, is being maneuvered towards absolute financial implosion and a fire sale of the assets of the country, just like Italy, just like Greece, just like Spain, just like Portugal. You notice now they're taking over first world and old world nations. They're done imploding South Africa and Nigeria and Brazil and Argentina. They are now moving in. They've been feeding on Japan for 15 years now. This is economic conquest. And here is the Bloomberg headline. U.S. may join Germany of 1933 in pantheon of defaults. Reneging on its debt obligations would make the U.S. the first major Western government to default since Nazi Germany 80 years ago. Actually, folks, the Versailles Treaty was the reason the Nazis got in. They actually kind of blame the Nazis on the end of Versailles, when the whole fact is Versailles and the unfair, unmitigatedly impossible bills that were impossible to pay back, that's what helped bring the Nazis in, was the Treaty of Versailles. But again, Bloomberg knows that even financial readers are ignorant and don't understand this, so they blame the default on bringing the Nazis in, when it was the Nazis that came in and basically defaulted. And that's what made them such heroes to the people of Germany. Because it's where you take a debt that's impossible at 20, 30, 40% interest that's impossible to pay back, and then get sucked dry of war reparations. Germany unilaterally ceased payments on long-term borrowings May 6, 1933, 3 months after Adolf Hitler was installed as chancellor. The default helped cement Hitler's power base following years of political instability as the Weimar Republic struggled with its crushing debts. These are generally catastrophic economic events, said Professor Eugene N. White, an economics historian at Rutgers University in New Brunswick, New Jersey. There's no happy ending. The debt reparations piled into Germany, which in 1913 was the world's third biggest economy, sparked the hyperinflation, borrowing, and political deadlock that brought the Nazis to power and the default. So in a way, this article is accurate. It shows how excessive debt, and then it goes through the horrible results, the civil war, the despotism that ravaged different countries in previous periods in Europe. So that's what's going on right now. And the very people that have maneuvered us into this untenable, bankrupt position are the ones grandstanding now, saying, give them $100 trillion in further global taxes in the next decade. That's the Davos statement of 3 years ago. And they will fix the economy. Basically, hand everything over to them, and the EBT cards will continue to operate. And you'll continue to be able to get your pension fund and your Social Security. And if you let them nationalize the private pension funds and tax them, you'll still get something. But if you don't give in to them and at least let them take control of even more, then everything will break down. And then you give them more power and give them more control, just like in 2008 with the debt crisis. And then 5, 6 years later, you're at the next step of impoverishment. This is the program. This is the plan, and the globalists are using China to hedge their bets with the 1,300,000,000 slaves and the Foxconn Apple slave factories and suicide nets and rivers that are so toxic they catch on fire and giant power plants being built everywhere as our clean plants are being shut down. The globalists have moved everything there to leverage out their competition here. This is economic warfare, backed up by armored vehicles, helicopters, drones, militarized police domestically to make sure we go into this collectivization quietly. And so Homeland Security demonizes the gun owners, the veterans, the returning veterans, the libertarians, the constitutionalists, because we're what's left. We understand what's happening. We're the opposition to this takeover. And if we get the word out, we'll be like Iceland and Ireland to a certain extent, that say, you know what, 90%+ of this debt's derivatives that aren't ours that you guys have signed us on to, you're holding us hostage. We are going to default on the debt that isn't ours that you signed us on to. We're going to call your bluff. Go ahead and implode things. You're going to get the blame. And then they back off. They've backed off partially in Italy. They've backed off in Iceland completely. They've backed off. Switzerland would never let anybody do this in their country. And they're so wealthy that all they're doing is preparing for martial law on their borders as France and other countries collapse. And the Swiss government believes Europe, especially welfare states like Spain and France, will collapse. And they are now setting up troop formations in the mountains around their borders to mow down the French, to mow down the Italians, to mow down. This is in mainstream news. They are reinforcing and drilling for the collapse of Europe, and when giant hordes of welfare zombies come in, demanding free goodies and demanding 5 months a year of vacation, they are preparing in Switzerland for the collapse. And by the way, Switzerland is basically a bunch of high IQ, German and Italian and French rednecks that for 400 years have been breeding with each other. And it's more redneck than, you know, say someplace like Oklahoma. That's basically what they are, is the rednecks of Europe. They're just bathing in money, bathing in wealth, bathing in power, bathing in machine guns, bathing in rocket launchers, bathing in the lowest crime rate in the world, bathing in liberty, bathing in healthy children, just bathing in it. While everyone else just runs around collapsing, overrun with all sorts of corruption. By the way, you know we got the model, to a great extent, of America from the Swiss. Their experiment was only 100-something years old at the time this country was founded, and that's one of the main groups cited was the Swiss militia model, where they have weapons caches in every town of rocket launchers, small artillery pieces, hand grenades, you name it. And then every member of the military, after they get out and serve their year in the military, they then have to have a gun for the rest of their life. And they have home inspections to make sure that your guns are hidden so that if the government got taken over by tyrants, they couldn't find the guns. And then your default order in the cantons in the states is if the federal government ever took over and tried to take over the cantons, you are to resist them. Wow! That sounds like George Washington-type behavior to me. And we can't have the Swiss model. That itself is really a Dutch model that they got rid of a long time ago. The Dutch had some of the most successful wealthy ports. You go back 400, 500 years ago, but they had a problem with pirates coming in at night and demanding a bunch of booty, a ransom, or they would burn down a bunch of ships. They would open fire on ships, and you never knew when they were going to strike the middle of the night pulling in. So they said, you know, we're not going to pay your ransom. We're going to arm and build little private fortresses in the town, paid for voluntarily by citizens, and whoever wants to volunteer to arm in these forts and mount cannons, they will then be heavily armed. And that's what, if that guy search Rembrandt, he did paintings of Dutch militia, type in Rembrandt Dutch militia, and it'll show the guys standing there with all their weapons. And then they have these little, and if you go to the Netherlands, there's these little forts all over the place. Right there by where the ship channels and things are, now that are way inland because they keep reclaiming more of the sea and turning it to land. But all over the country, you could see little fortresses that would have a bar and a restaurant in the bottom. Everybody hung out, the club. And then you'd have people that were, now there it is. There's some of the paintings of some of the militias. And so that model got picked up by the Swiss. But heaven forbid we be like that, and that's how you have a free society where every man's armed, every man's trained to be a warrior, every man's independent. I mean, can you imagine in the U.S. if in every neighborhood there was a big locked iron box, or in the mountains a cave with an iron door filled with high-tech, you know, grenade launchers and rocket launchers? And everybody knew how to use them. And what are they training to do? They're training to protect their country during the collapse. What are we doing as the Tea Party, as the Patriots? We're buying guns, getting prepared, getting ready as well, just like our forebears would do. From the giant, sniveling, dumbed-down, MTV-brainwashed hordes of folks that literally think that Walmart is a field that never dies. Where you go and you pick the GMO food off the shelves and load it in your basket. People said money didn't grow on trees. Yeah, it does. And of course, they only give a small portion of the overall welfare system to the poor to keep them part of the game. The real welfare whores are Warren Buffett and the rest of them. And so now here's Zero Hedge. China's official press agency calls for new reserve currency and new world order. That's a quote in their official Communist Party Chinese release. They say it needs to be the end of the Americanized world, on and on and on. When they know full well the globalists have moved everything over there, and China now dictates what comes out in our movies, what comes out on television. That is the Communist Party does over there, and they're all part of the same deal, and the globalists have hedged their bets to move everything to China. That's what the CFR openly says. That is the treason. Here's the Von Mises Institute. How much longer will the dollar be the reserve currency? And it says not long. But again, this is all being maneuvered to where those of us that say, hey, 17 trillion is untenable, now you want to go to 20 trillion in the next year. We got to slow this down. This isn't working. You're devaluing the currency with QE Unlimited. The new Fed chief says he's going to speed up money printing even faster. This is dangerous. This is Weimar Republic. They turn around and say, no, you're Weimar Republic because you won't let us do this, knowing the general public literally knows everything about Kate Upton, knows everything about the Redskin controversy, knows everything about Bob Costas, knows everything about how to apply makeup, knows everything about how to act cool in front of your buddies, but has no idea what QE Unlimited is, has no idea what's going on. It runs from bad to worse. And I'm not trying to be negative here. I'm just saying we are in deep trouble. Because the paramilitary police, all they do is train to take on anybody that loves their family, anybody that cares about freedom, anybody that knows what's going on. We're the enemy in this land of crazy people, in this land of toddling morons. Washington Blog has a story up on Infowars.com that says the U.S. has repeatedly defaulted, and it's all a bunch of hype, and that's true. Even the New York Times admits it's happened before. Yeah, 1933. See, that wasn't just Germany defaulting. That was a global default into banker control. Let's continue here. I've already covered this yesterday, but it's so historical to see thousands and thousands of vets, many of them with prosthesis, missing both legs, both arms, you name it, knocking over the barricades, and to see the police attacking them because they dared carry the barricades in a protest down to the White House, and then to see the Democratic Party come out, I've got two different articles here, and say that they're racist. It was a racist meeting. See, everything's racist. Don't turn your guns in, you're racist. Don't like Obamacare, you're racist. And this is very important because they don't want blacks, Hispanics, and Asians to ever feel like they could come out and protest against their memorials being shut down. It makes it, even if it isn't true, it makes it that way. I can't tell you how many black folks I've seen on the news or listened to on talk radio who say, well, I come out to a Tea Party event, a pro-Second Amendment event, but, you know, I heard it's all racist. And even if they know it's not true, they still say, I feel uncomfortable. So this is the type of stuff that's going on. This is the total divide and conquer that is happening. So they can steal all of our birthrights while playing us off against each other. But here it is. Riot police use force against elderly vets outside White House. Incredible footage. Kit Daniels has it. CNN mocks Million Vet March as Tea Party crazies. Makes fun of World War II vets, you name it. Naturally, the DCCC, Democratic Fundraising Group, shows one guy with a Confederate flag and says Million Vets March racist, ignores all the images of people with their prosthesis legs out there demonstrating, and as if a rebel flag is even bad. For most people, that means I'm sick of hearing being from the South is bad. That's what it means, folks. Heritage. But it doesn't matter. They just use that over and over again like nothing else matters. And of course, how many times have we caught the Democrats going out with racist signs at Trayvon Martin events, turns out the Democratic Party operatives, saying, you know, I hate black people, holding a sign up, and it turns out they're a Democratic Party operative, like in Houston. Or Rand Paul events, people wearing overalls with a hayseed in their mouth, literally saying, I don't like blacks and Mexicans, I love Rand Paul. And, of course, they'll probably take that clip out of context and say, I just said that when I'm quoting their operative that actually got caught when Rand Paul was running for Senate. This is what they do, preying on their constituents, preying on them. Here's the Examiner article. Documentary filmmaker alleges police brutality at Million Mile March. They don't allege it. You see the cops hitting men, women, and elderly with batons on the video. No alleging it. I love how, I'm not knocking this writer, but I love how supposedly being a journalist means you never come up with a point of view. That's pure bull. I mean, if you got video of, say, a car wreck happening, it isn't, we allege there was a car wreck. Or the videographer alleges he videotaped the Concorde blowing up as it took off from Charles de Gaulle Airport. There's no alleging that the Concorde took off and its engines caught on fire and it blew up, that famous footage. No alleging the cops come up and start hitting people with their billy clubs. We're going to come back and after the break and get into Michael Savage and why it's so important that the missing nuke story be investigated. Because, folks, our source is a good source, known to us for a very long time. I don't want to say more than that. And they just said there weren't supposed to be nukes here. There was no paperwork. This is a big deal. The base police, that are private police, were seen by this individual saying, I'm not going to sign off on this. The commander had to come out and tell him, you let the nukes leave, the head of the base, the general. The police stopped the truck and said, you're going to tell me where this is going. And they did tell him where it was going. And then all these top nuke generals get fired and all this afterwards. That's why this is serious. I don't know what's going on with it, but we need answers. Because I don't blame people not believing us from an anonymous source, you know, at the beginning, but look at all the stuff that's happened since then. Look at how they haven't ever come out and said, we're making this up. Because, folks, we have a real source who says they saw this.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency.
Can you imagine?
Better use
Give the EBT cards, the welfare cards, the food stamp cards. If there was sporadic looting and fights breaking out over just a few hours of them being down, can you imagine a few days, a few weeks? And that's what they're in the news saying. If there's a default, and then the debt just goes up by trillions and trillions, and that's going to make us end up going into total debt, slavery, and a default as well. Every economist we've interviewed says we're destroyed financially and economically if we continue down this road, and we're destroyed if we pull out and stop. We are now a domesticated, demonic country. That doesn't mean everybody. There's a large group waking up and getting concerned. But half the public are self-centered, childlike weirdos raised on television. And I want to open the phones up later in the next hour to get your take on this situation and where you think it's all going, what you think of the veterans being valiant and toppling the barricades where the illegal aliens are allowed to demonstrate, but veterans can't travel, and then going to the White House and the police attacking them, but then backing off when the veterans fought back. All it would have took was somebody beating up really bad or shooting one of those veterans, and I think you're going to see a civil war break out. And I don't want that to happen. And I don't want them to start a civil war or stage a false flag and then blame it on patriots and then use that as an excuse for the collapse that's happening. The globalists are behind the collapse. The New World Order is behind the collapse. And I'll get into Michael Savage when I start the next hour because I don't have time to do it right now. But it's a big deal to have Savage in the top three talk show hosts in the country, undoubtedly, for political in the top two. Probably going to end up being the top talk show host in the country the way things are lining up. And to have him come out for 16 minutes and cover our missing nuke report, he's the only other big media to cover it. And we're big. We're big on the Internet, in the top 10 on talk radio, about 9 or so I would really estimate for terrestrial radio. You know, they put us in the top 20 or so on talkers, but it's more like the top 10. When you talk about Internet total and younger audiences and global audiences, we're as big as it gets. Right up there with Limbaugh or anybody else. But when it comes to domestically, just in the U.S., we're, you know, a third of the audience of a Michael Savage, a third of the audience terrestrially, or probably even less of a Rush Limbaugh. So to have him come out and recognize, wait, the media is not covering us. They're not denying it. And after they said this, the top two nuke generals and admiral are fired, and more generals have now been fired since he talked about it on Friday, two Marine Corps generals. There's a purge going on. We know what happened with Benghazi. And I don't know what these nukes are for, but most of the people I trust say it's probably some type of nuclear blackmail like the 2007 thing. Which, by the way, we're going to play that again for people. Some folks, I've seen emails and comments that didn't even happen. Oh, yeah, I'm going to play CBS and CNN for you where that happened. Now, maybe there's a reason this went on. Maybe something else. Maybe it was a drill. Maybe it's a test. Maybe my source was given this info. But I don't think so. Because they would have run with this and attacked us. I'm not worried. I know my source is real, so they're wrong if they're wrong. Very credible source, very high level. That's their problem. Anybody in real media would go with something from a source at this level. And I said, you know, they could be wrong. And hedge my bet up front. I had a responsibility to cover this, by the way. This is the type of thing you do, okay, if you just care about your own skin. By the way, if you want to support the broadcast, we get incredibly high-quality products. We have more of it that came in, but it's selling out quick. The Nation Iodine, Atomic Iodine, does incredible things, according to the reports out there and the medical doctors we've talked to and others, for the thyroid, the body, the background radiation, the blocker, the fluoride detoxer, InfoWarsLife.com. We also have the ProPure water filtration, discounted promo code WATER 10%, InfoWarsStore.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of
iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.